pulled awe and terror of the others like a cloud. Sir King. Her hand on his conveyed nothing. She had no power to give. She felt the live flesh stiffen, the skin hardening subtly under her fingers, like cooling wax. A rustle filled the room. When she looked aside, they were all kneeling, even the elves. Askariel moved first. He took a corner of the king's cloak and covered the face. Pox looked up to see tears on his cheeks. He leaned his head against the dead king for an instant, then met her eyes. His gaze carried both challenge and admiration. "My lords and ladies," said Askariel slowly, "our king is dead. He..."
"Our king,"
interrupted Amrothlin, with the slightest emphasis on "our," "was a brave and great man. We honor his memory." The squire stood. Pox also rose to her feet. Askariel finished arranging the king's hands beneath the cloak. He nodded to the group. "Our king has died. He made one last request. I am no longer king's squire. I am on no council. I have no right to know, but the king was dear to me, and I would ask whether you will honor it." "I see nothing else," said Sire Holveric, clambering up from his knees. Others rose as well. "I thought it was a good idea then, and now, Fawk, rest him well. It's the only thing to do." A low murmur ran around the room, obvious agreement. Even Belverin shrugged and nodded. Amrothlin gave Pox a keen glance, then a quick bow. "I have said already that the elves would have no quarrel with such a succession." "Will you then accept this charge?" asked Sire Holveric, coming forward to confront Pox. "Our land is in need, desperate need, and you have been sent to help us. So much you have said yourself. We offer you the crown for your lifetime, knowing that no harm will come to us on your account." Pox glanced at the dead king, then looked the Holveric full in the face. "Sire Holveric, I respected your king. I respect your need. But I am bound to obey the calls of my gods. I cannot discuss this here, with your king still—" "I am sorry you think we have something to discuss," said Sire Holveric. "I had hoped, my lord, if I took the throne, you might find me less biddable than you hoped." A brief smile lightened his face, and made him look more like a Liam. "Lady, if it would persuade you to save our kingdom, I would not mind if you crossed my every whim. Yet I understand, it is not seemly, if you cannot accept without reservations, to discuss it here and now." He turned to the others. "A senior counselor present, I ask the steward to announce the king's death." The steward bowed low and withdrew. Sire Holveric turned back to the others. "And if the squires would stand guard as we pay our respects, I will send for the others who should come." He was the first to kneel before the king, and lay his lips a moment on the cloaked face. The others came up one by one to do the same. Then they left, and the squires lifted him back to the carrying chair to take him to his chambers for the formal laying out. Pox stood until they were out of the room, then faced the group of elves who remained. Their faces were unreadable, even for her. Amrothlin spoke.
"You are very tired, Lady Poxenarian. Will you counsel with them or rest?"
Pox wanted to fall asleep where she stood. She reached in thought for the High Lord and the others. Strength flowed into her, leeching the tiredness away. She smiled.